This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A hospital official in Gaza, along with journalists at the scene, say Israeli airstrikes Saturday have killed at least 44 Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. City officials in Rafah also report Israeli strikes Saturday killed three senior police officials when a drone strike hit their car. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more on the situation in Gaza.
In Rafah, the southernmost part of Gaza, residents search through the concrete remains of a destroyed building. They're searching for the remains of neighbors and loved ones. Resident Fadel Al-Ghanam says the apartment of his son, who lived above him, was on fire after the strikes. We searched for bodies. We were stunned that there were no complete bodies. We started to collect parts of flesh. The strikes in Rafah came hours after Israel's prime minister said he asked the military to plan for the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people from the southern Gaza city ahead of a ground invasion. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are packed into Rafah. Many are being uprooted repeatedly by Israeli evacuation orders that now cover two-thirds of Gaza's territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hungary's conservative president, Katalin Novak, Saturday abruptly announced her resignation amid a public outcry over a pardon she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case. In a televised statement, the 46-year-old Novak announced she was resigning from the post she's held since 2022. Her decision comes after more than a week of public outrage after it was revealed she issued a presidential pardon in April of last year to a man convicted of hiding a string of sexual abuses in a state-run children's home. The revelation of the pardon unleashed an unprecedented political scandal for the nationalist ruling party Fidesz, led by Prime Minister Viktor Orban, which has ruled with a constitutional majority since 2010. Novak had been a key Orban ally and served as Hungary's